the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It seems a lot longer than 40 days since Christmas. One wonders how long those days felt for Mary, who nursed and nurtured the child during those most helpless and vulnerable days. Like most mothers, she must have delighted in every smile. But there is a larger reality that looms in the presentation than Mary's mothering. The baby Jesus, the Word made flesh, the presence of God in human flesh, now enters the temple, the place of God's presence and God's holiness. Presence enters presence, a jarring notion for Luke's first hearers. For them, God was present in the temple and he was present in his word. But now, Luke announces, he is present in this 40-day-old infant who enters the temple in his mother's arms. The early Christians understood that Jesus entered the temple on the 490th day since John the Baptist was conceived in the womb of his mother Elizabeth. That's 490 days, or if you might count it differently, 70 weeks, 7 times 70, the time of completion, the time of perfection, the time of salvation. Now, Simeon cannot help but sing about all this. The infant child, the Lord, who is the light and salvation for all peoples, he announces, is not only the glory of Israel, but the glory of all people who walk in darkness, even now. For Jesus is the new temple. The presence of the Lord continues to dwell among us. The very presence now dwells among us in his word preached and in the bread and the wine that you eat as the very body and blood of Christ. Now, the promise given to Simeon was that he would not taste death until he saw the Lord's Christ, and this is now fulfilled. Simeon is now set free to depart in peace according to the Lord's word. For you see, Jesus is present now in his creation to set it free through his presence, a freedom that you experience when your sins are forgiven by your pastor, or when you hear the gospel read, or when he gives you the very body and blood of Christ. Now, Mary and Joseph, they respond on behalf of all of us with wonder at the words of Simeon. And Simeon prophesies to Mary about the destiny of this child. In contrast to his previous words of peace, there is a somber note that is sounded. Jesus' humble birth, his presence, is a sign of foreboding. Many Jews will fall and rise as they meet Jesus, for he is a stumbling block to everyone, including his own disciples, including his own family, because of the nature of his ministry and the nature of his kingdom. For in this kingdom, the king is coronated upon a cross that scandalizes the world of Simeon and Anna, a cross that scandalizes our world today. And so the sword will pass through Mary's soul, accenting her sorrow at the crucifixion of her son. But the sword is the sword of Jesus' preaching, which pierces Israel, represented here by Mary, a sword that will, throughout the gospel, reveal the thoughts of many because of their reaction to Jesus and his teaching. Like every other participant in Jesus' life, Mary, both Israelite and mother, will experience sharp pain because of her son's teaching and because of her son's death. Now, this preaching of Jesus, this sword of revelation, will go through Israel producing total misunderstanding and ignorance by everyone concerning his person and his destiny. Jesus' words and his actions will cause huge upheavals in Israel and in our world today, and hearts of many will be revealed. It will be impossible to avoid Jesus and his words. Many will be scandalized by him, and they will be crushed. But many will see in him the new Israel, and they will be saved. His death and resurrection is the ultimate sign of revelation, and it is and will be the center of dispute for the rest of human history. Simeon's words are confirmed by the prophetess Anna, an aged and pious woman who, as Luke says, spoke about him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. The offense of the child, a sign to be spoken against, his destiny of death and resurrection, are now firmly established in the temple on the testimony of two witnesses, as the Old Testament requires. And so, everything required by the Torah of the Lord has been done. Luke summarizes the life of Jesus from 40 days old until 12 years old with these simple words. And the child grew and became strong, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This wisdom and grace will be manifested when Jesus, the new temple, travels to Jerusalem, to the altar of a cross, and beyond that, to an empty tomb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.